What's going on, y'all? This is your host, David Ramos. That rabbit talks too much. Or Mr. David. A lot of things have changed. What's going on, y'all? Honestly, this is a long break. A very, very long break. A very, 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 very long break. One that honestly I did not anticipate. I thought, okay, get married. I'm not going to be able to do this for a little bit yet. You had told me I was going to take the break that I did, I would have been definitely a little bit more prepared. But this is, I guess, season two, or I realized that this, what's it, this podcast is more like a blog. It's vlogs or video logs, and this is a pod log. Or an A log, an audio log, however you want to call it, a diary for my future kids in case they want to hear me and hear my voice or hear my advice to them. This is it. And anybody else who listens to this, hello. But a lot has changed. A lot has changed. I got married. Praise the Lordy, Lord, 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 Lord. I have gotten married and the bells have sounded so good. There's a lot, really. I should have recorded the process yet. If I'm being honest, I feel like I've gotten a way bigger understanding of everything that God was doing now in comparison to before. So, how can I say this? A lot has changed, right? So I've gotten married. I got married on July 23rd, 2023. I was born in 1998. same day. But not but. And we had a ceremony in May 27th of 2023. That is the day that the bells rang again. Now, obviously, I could tell you a little bit about the process of the story of the tumultuous, a little bit of a big word, of the terrifying or just, what's the word? Bumpy road to marry. Chocolate road or rocky road to chocolate. Rocky road to Ramos. Ah! What? Rocky Road to Ramos. That's is that the title of the episode? That's the title of the episode. Or maybe the next one. I think this one's just gonna be a lot has changed. So I think I have to preface this. Preface just everything I'm about put out by one. This is recorded the night before this came out. And two, that I'm a married man now. I'm a married man, and that's amazing. I say that though, just understanding that this is going to be different. I'm married now. My viewpoint's a little bit different. I've taken a lot of risks before I got married, with physically, my own body. Yeah, getting married and being in a relationship, if I'm being quite honest, sometimes is the biggest emotional risk you can take. It really can, and it should be. Because it's not a risk if you can't lose anything. So when you walk into a relationship or a marriage or dating and you feel like you can't lose anything, then you're not taking a risk. You're really not. It's like an insurance policy. You're only gaining, like you're putting money in, but it's like either a zero sum equation or you're getting a little percentage out of it. That's what you're looking at. So when I got married, obviously it's an emotional risk, but now I'm taking a lot more risk financially because we have to pay rent. We're out. I'm not Living with my mama. She's not paying all my bills. I don't even know if she's paying any. Mama, if you listen to this, I love you though. It's a huge risk. And I'm gonna go into the story. Well, actually, let me just say this real quick. When I came here, I actually got engaged the day before I actually lost my job. So yeah, there is that as well. I was unemployed for about 3 or 4 months and just debating, like, God, is this what you have for me here? Is this what you really want me to do and move here for? And it was tough, you know, shifting from there, going to another job, losing that one, going to another job. God, it was a godsend job, and then losing that one, getting to another job, losing that one. But I really didn't lose anything because every job I got paid more up until maybe my last one, but I really did get more while I left on there. And I'm gonna go into more details about everything on that a little bit later because it was an emotional experience and I had to put myself there out emotionally for me to develop myself emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Like, there was no other time in my life outside of the last 2, 3 years to where I have to pray and lean on God more than I have in this time, in such a time like this. And so 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And he does. Like, the amount of care that I felt with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, him showing me where he has pulled me looking at journals and circling certain things that have come to pass, like me moving back down to Broward, absolutely insane. Yet, moving back down here, everything changed. Everything changed not only for me, but it's very different than my first time here. And what I mean by that is obviously people change landscapes, came 2, 3 years have passed. COVID happened. People live, people die, people were born, people died, people graduated, and people died. It's a sad reality of life. People are going to change, people are going to shift, people are going to move. And there's one constant though, and that's people will die. Things will die, you know. My singleness has died. A lot has changed. A lot has changed. A lot has changed throughout the years. A lot have changed from the last time y'all heard from me to now. Then why am I still doing this? Well, because there's more things I want to do through this. And I'm not going to start a whole new platform because this platform is already dope enough with amazing people already watching and listening. So why am I going to switch it? Nah, hold the brakes. I'm not going to. I think that is a new thing that I'm doing in this kind of old podcast. On top of that, it's kind of cool to have a podcast that says starting 2021 to 2024. You know, I could say I was doing this for 3 years, but I really wasn't. I'm not going to be saying that. And if I am, hold me accountable. Yet, there is something really cool about connecting about the fact that over 100 episodes in my singleness, and now I'm gonna be doing a lot more episodes in my marriage. Hopefully, 1,000. We'll see if we make it that far. And y'all coming on for a ride. I think that obviously, most of these episodes is talking about something I learned, something I changed, something a revelation I got. But if I'm being honest, getting married taught me two big, 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 big things in just life in general. Taught me God and my wife. That's it. And also taught me two things about these two people that I'll never fully know either of them. Listener, whoever listening there, your brother, your sister, your mother, your daughter, your son, you'll never fully understand them, and you'll never fully understand God. God's two greatest commandments is one that we pursue. It constantly has this pursuit, constantly has this chase, knowing that we'll never be able to accomplish them. Love God with all that you have. We can do that. Love your neighbor as yourself. We can do that. But to really love your neighbor and to really know your neighbor, something you can't do. To truly love God unconditionally, to truly know God unconditionally the way that it says in 1 Corinthians, it's something that we can't do. Yet, we will pursue this. And that's our commandments. That's just obedience right there. Being married to my wife taught me that. Taught me what it meant to not only chase after God, but I'm still chasing after my wife. It's just different now. I'm not chasing after my wife because I want something from her. You know, like most men do. I'm chasing after my wife so I can get to know her. Get to know her differently every single day. And I think that a lot of men, we are so scared of the friend zone that we don't want to get to know the girl that we're trying to flirt with. The girl that looks cute. We don't want to get to know her because we know if we fit the mold of friend, then we can never fit the mold of boyfriend. Or even honestly, a lot more honestly, guys that are smart enough to note this and think about this, they don't want to fit the mold of friend because they know they can probably, once they're there, they won't be able to fit the mold of husband. So, just being real, we have to understand that it's something that you have to be as a man pursue, and don't compromise that just because you feel like she's gonna friend zone you. Because 9 out of 10 times, if not 9.5 out of 10 times, she will friend zone you. One of those 10 times, she might let you out of the friend zone. Most of the time, she's not. And she doesn't, and she's not who God ordains. Because if you want a top 1% relationship, you have to be able to find the woman that's going to, the relationship that will happen against all odds. If you're doing everything to be in the friend zone, obviously compliment her and treat her like your wife. But if she's putting you in the friend zone, then it's a 1% relationship, or in my opinion, a top 10% relationship. Statistically, if you end up out the friend zone, you know, a lot of girls are not gonna understand what I'm talking about. It's okay, it's cool, UB. You know what I'm saying? Basically, sum it up is that girls need to start looking at their standards instead of how God feels to you. You know what I'm saying? Because he can feel like he's the man and be feel standards, he not meaning nothing. And this other guy can feel like a friend, but he's hitting all your standards. What? You gotta fix your feelings, okay? And not ignore your standards. Your standards are there to protect you and guide you. Your feelings are just meant to enhance the experience. You can love anybody. You can feel happiness with anybody, enjoy any time with anybody. You shouldn't just switch your standards though for anybody. Well, that's about 14 minutes. So appreciate y'all. This is a little bit bumpy episode. I need to figure out what the heck are we doing. But I really do appreciate those of y'all who listen. I appreciate those of y'all who've been listening for the last 3 years. Yeah, we're gonna talk more. We're gonna talk more. This and next one's probably gonna just be like this. If you want something a little bit more serious, then give me about a week. I love y'all. Y'all be easy, y'all be sweet, and God bless.